This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Let's take a look. This is Wendy, and I want to get your reaction to this. I know you've probably seen it before. I've seen it before. Of course, this is Wendy. She was in the interrogation. She got questioned. She learns that Dan is not going to make it. But at the very end, she makes a call to her mom. And it's kind of like Peanuts, where you go, rah, 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 coming through the phone. So listen for that, and let's talk about this on the other end. It's just 60 seconds long. Let's take a look.
Hi, Mom. How's it going? Mom, I need you to sit down. I am fine. The boys are fine. I need you to sit down. I'm fine, and the boys are fine. Danny has been. You can put me on speaker. Danny has been shot.
What?
And I don't think he's gonna make it. And so I know. So I found this out around 1 or 2 today, and I'm at the police station, and I'm trying to help them figure out who may have done this.
I thought it was interesting at the beginning where it's like, Mom, sit down. Mom, I need you to sit down. Whatever Donna is saying, she believes is far more important than whatever Wendy is about to tell her. I mean, right. That's just, I mean, it totally plays to the narcissism of Donna Adelson. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, same. And, you know, the most interesting part is that we can hear Donna squawking on the other end, like at the beginning of the conversation.
It reminds me of A Christmas Story where you did.
Like the scene where, you know, Ralph had dropped the F-bomb and she lets his buddy's mom know.
Exactly.
Like that's where he says he learned it from.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like towards the end of it, where she said, I forget what she said. Can we play it again?
Yeah.
Like there's the one part where she says, here, let's just watch it one more time.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. How's it going? Mom, I need you to sit down. I am fine. The boys are fine. I need you to sit down. I'm fine, and the boys are fine. Danny has been. You can put me on speaker. Danny has been shot.
What?
And I don't think he's gonna make it. And so I know. So I found this out around 1 or 2 today, and I'm at the police station, and I'm trying to help them figure out who may have done this.
Yeah. So that's
so the end. So she says, it sounds like Donna says, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
But then when Wendy says, I know. I didn't hear Donna actually say anything. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you can hear the squawking for everything that Donna's saying. And the two, it sounded like she said, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She did.
And then there's, you don't hear anything. And then you hear Wendy say, I know, as if, because remember, she's sitting in a police station. Mm-hmm. Either the cops are in the room with her, or they're obviously recording it, which we know they were.
Yeah.
And she's aware of that. She's an attorney. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, could that be damning evidence? I mean, what would be amazing is to have Donna's recording of what she was actually saying, or if there's some way that they're able to enhance the audio of what mm-hmm. Donna could be saying in that, to where if they can show that Wendy literally just made up that, oh, I know, like as if her mother said something like that's terrible
mm-hmm.
or that's awful, you know, just to try to make it seem like this was all new news to her mother. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's this case, man. It's like that. It's one of those cases that I, yeah, that trial is going to be fascinating as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. Coming up very soon, the trial of Donna Adelson. Of course, we'll cover it for you right here. And I'm sure you are going to be covering it as well over on Defense Diaries. Sure. You going to live stream it?
Yeah, I'll do it with Jay. Jay, that case is Jay's baby. Jay's right. Been trying Wendy Adelson on his channel. He's been finding her guilty. He's made a lot of great videos in terms of what his idea. Because I kept telling him, I'm like, look, man, it's like the evidence or lack thereof. That's the only reason. Yeah. It's like I believe that Wendy knew. You know, I believe that she had a hand in it. The problem is, like with any case, if you don't have the evidence, you can't get the conviction.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly.
So you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.